Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And I think the sun's going to come out, Lena.
Finally,
it's going to come out.
After a day and a half.
I think we're done with the rain for now, but it's beautiful here nonetheless. So how are our introductions? Are you kidding me? Lena Giacomopoulos from the Global Women's Leadership Network, director of that organization. How are you?
I'm well. Doing well.
Good. I'm going to move the mic a little bit closer.
Alrighty, sure.
If it'll stay up. Hang on. Okay. There we go. All right, good.
Good.
So how's the conference going? I know I've seen you. You are getting your steps in, Lena. Oh my gosh. You're going to wear out those shoes in no time.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
The conference has been going really well. Obviously, I think a number of things, right? For our organization overall, yes. Yay. A tremendous turnout. The number of attendees I think we've read and heard. The number of countries represented. Co-hosting with our Canadian partners, mm-hmm. but specifically for GWLN, just a great event for us this year. We've been fortunate enough to have our 2022 and our 2023 scholars with us in attendance.
Oh, okay.
Because last year our scholars could not come because of visa issues.
Right.
So this year we had 8 ladies coming from Africa, Asia, US, and I believe that's it continent-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And the 4 scholars this year, as part of our forum on Sunday that we had from last year, presented as part of their scholarship winnings. They had to present their empowerment grant projects, which they were asked to put together a proposal of something they would want to implement in their home country with mm-hmm. their community through their financial mm-hmm. co-op in mm-hmm. their credit union. So the 4 ladies presented, our forum attendees voted right then and there.
Wow, real-time stuff.
We have the winners, and we're going to announce them next week. Two of the 4 ladies are each going to get a grant for $10,000.
What?
So they can implement the project over the course of the year.
Wow.
Yes. So with that, we're always looking for continued support from our community mm-hmm. for our scholarship mm-hmm. empowerment grant program. Mm-hmm. We'd like to see it evolve and grow even more.
Yeah.
And the empowerment grant was something actually that existed for Global Women's way before I even joined the program. So last year we wanted to resurrect it and bring it back, and it didn't work because the scholars weren't able to be there.
Okay.
But this year, thank goodness, it's here, and I'm very excited to see how it's going to evolve and see what they can do in their communities
mm-hmm.
for completely different types of projects, which is great.
Yeah.
And it was really the big inspirational piece of the middle of our day on Sunday with the forum, right? I mean, the whole day was inspiration.
Yeah.
It was education, inspiration, and hearing from all these women, but also for them to have the opportunity all of a sudden to sit in front of 350 people and present. You know, if
it's a little nerve-wracking.
For some of them, it was a little nerve-wracking, and they were just so relieved when we were
done.
Yeah,
once you get past that, it's all good.
And it was just a beautiful day, and we had our reception. We awarded our Athena Award winner, a woman from the Philippines, and the work she's doing there with her sister society mm-hmm. and her co-op. So it's been a very positive energy and great interest also from our Canadian partners,
to
reinstate sister society.
So is the empowerment grant, is that going to be like an annual thing now, or is that just
to be determined?
Okay.
Because
I would love to see it.
Back.
I mean, obviously you would too.
I would too. I think it's a great way to, you know, show the impactful work in the communities with women and mm-hmm. not just bringing them in and educating them, right? Because it's going to hopefully multiply, right?
Right.
It impacts a greater number of women in their communities and their communities overall,
mm-hmm.
right? Not because the programs aren't focused just on women, right? They're not. They're projects designed by women
for a community.
Yeah. So we'll see how it goes.
Which has a greater impact, I would
hopefully,
think, right? Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Okay. Good deal. So what are some goals for this conference for the Global Women's Leadership Network?
Okay.
Obviously, you've had these great events and these awards and it's growing. Like we just had Miriam De Dios Woodward in here earlier this morning talking about it, and she's just over the moon about how the program has just just exploded in growth, basically, with all the sister societies all over the world now. So what are some goals that you guys want to achieve at this conference based on the growth that you guys
have experienced? At this conference, I think it's not just about increasing the number of sister societies or generating even more interest, right? It's looking ahead to where we're going to be in next year. Global Women's turns 15 in 2024, so with that we're looking to see what our version 2.0 is going to be, and how we're going to evolve the program and grow and be able, coming back to the magical word, make that measurable impact, see how we can multiply the number of women we are impacting globally through the sister societies, through our membership base, through our industry partners, right? The sister society is the mechanism through which we all come together.
Right.
But there's lots of ways you can engage and connect. So from this conference, I wanted to make sure that we did re-engage and reconnect with our Canadian partners and sister societies. I had a lot of women come up to me that were at an event that, you know, said hello. I'm very glad we joined the session, and I'm seeing the memberships come in through the system. So that obviously supports the program to continue growing the program. And getting more and more people involved in different parts of the world, right? We have a new board member from Costa Rica, so very excited about seeing how we can morph the activities in more Latin American countries, right? Because we have our big partner, Brazil, but we also need more in
Central America, right?
And to look ahead at more education and learning, which we want to continue offering.
That was my next question to you.
Obviously, it's not just the in-person. The one good
like
thing
leadership
this year,
training, things like that.
Right. Our scholars this year, we had the in-person ones, but we also had 8 women who were awarded online learning opportunities for a whole year, and that augmented.
Wow.
So we had 16 ladies who were being educated and are going to be able to take that back to their credit unions, their co-ops, and see how it grows that way. And I'd like to see more of the e-learning opportunities. And I know not everybody wants the e-learning.
But it's so efficient.
It is.
You know?
It is.
I don't want to say it's easy, but it is kind of easy,
really
It is. It just makes it so much easier to spread that message and to spread that education in an online format. So yeah, I get it. I mean, face-to-face, nothing better.
I know, but you can make a greater impact.
Especially when you're talking global.
With the e-learning, right?
Yeah.
This fall, we're going to have one more educational session, which is going to be the Executive Readiness Summit, which is our in-person learning, smaller size group. It's more workshop focused. This year, we're talking about steering your ship toward leadership. And we're going to look at
big ship right behind us here.
How appropriate is that, right? and we're going to be looking at different types of leadership. And, you know, we're seeing a lot more of that, obviously, in our business communities these last few years. There are different types of leaders, right? And not everything is for everyone. So that's going to be, actually, we're going to be hosted at in Richland, Washington State from Hoppo Community Credit Union.
Okay.
And it's a great 2.5-day session of, 50, 60 of your closest friends or 60, 80 of your closest friends learning from each other, connecting, engaging. And I always open it up to our community overall. We primarily have women from the U.S., but we usually have presenters from other countries as well. And I love it because it's a great event where you really, really get to interact because you're spending 2.5 days just with this core group of people. So I'm excited about that. And then a lot of planning for the 15th anniversary next year.
It's going to be a big deal.
It's a big year.
So is that going to be celebrated at the
We're going to launch, officially at WCUC 2024, because that's in essence when Global Women's officially began in July of 2009 in Barcelona. 15 years. I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 2009. Because I started this in 2010.
Did you?
So and it feels like yesterday, you know? Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Goodness, I'm going to leave you with this, the big $64,000 question.
Okay.
I mean, what does Lena want to accomplish with the Global Women's Leadership Network? Because, I mean, obviously, there's many, many more women leaders in this industry, which is fantastic.
But
there's still a lot more work to be done, as I discussed with Miriam this morning. So what do you want to accomplish, maybe just in the next 12 months or so, as we embark on the 15th anniversary?
Well,
I know it's kind of a loaded question.
I know, but. And there's a couple of things. It could go lots of, okay, first, one of the things that I always bring up in presentations and when I'm speaking to about global women's is about, you know, it is about the data and the numbers and the statistics, right? We talk about the global gender gap and where we are, and it's going to take 131 years according to the gender gap report of 2023, right? And the best place on the planet right now, and that's close to parity at 90 point something percent, is Iceland, right? And so if we sit and look at these numbers, okay, but I want us to be able to come to a place and to a stage where we're not talking about that. We have to make the effort collectively to change these numbers. And we have to continue doing it all together. Mm-hmm. Our he for she's, our we for she's, our she for she's, everybody together. So what I want to see is people actually stepping up and saying, yes, we need to have more women in leadership roles. Mm-hmm. We need to have more women in all types of roles. It's
right.
not, everyone doesn't have to be a female CEO, right?
Right.
That's not the point. But you need more women in leadership roles. And for you to be able to do that, it isn't just about hitting the box and checking the quotas and the numbers in your board or in your leadership team. It is about really engaging the people who need to be there, who can bring you that diversity of thought, who can actually make the difference in your credit union and in your community.
Yeah.
That's the one big thing. I always want to see that, how we can actually play our part in changing those numbers.
Right,
so one
right.
day, the future generation isn't talking about.
See, oh my gosh, you took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say at one point, it'll be so, I don't want to say equal or balanced. I mean, I think balance is a more proper word, that we won't even be talking about it anymore. It won't even be an issue anymore, you know? So I think that's the goal, I would think. That would be the big goal.
And, you know, it's far away, but we're doing this now, not for us now,
to
for
get
the future
there. Yeah, to get there, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good deal. I like that answer a lot.
All
good
right,
stuff.
Good.
All right. All right, Lena, anything else to add to wrap up here?
Stay on,
before I let
stay
you get
strong.
Back to
Power of Pink, just keep engaging more women, keep inviting them to events, women and men, because I had one woman, and I'll close with this thought, at the reception earlier this week that said, Len, I didn't expect to see so many men at your reception.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the best part of it. Each year we get more and more men at a lot of our activities.
Yeah.
That's why we open it up to members and non-members,
exactly.
because it is about connecting everyone together.
Right.
So it is about GWLN.
Indeed. Well said. All right, Lena, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for hanging out for a few minutes and giving us an update on the Global Women's Leadership Network. Good stuff. Good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.
Well
Thank
done.
You, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.